to the other side. This is the daily struggle of maintaining my mental health. I know I'm not alone in this, but I dealt with it while everyone is watching me. It's a different kind of paranoia, and one that nobody tells you about when you become famous. When you're in the public eye, you're only viewed as one of two type of people, a finished product or a complete mess, rarely a work in progress. I've been seen as both. People have misconceptions about you based on that little piece of what they see, when really they don't have the full picture. They don't know the half of it. My story is complicated. For the greater part of my 20s and part of my 30s, I struggled with severe addiction, along with a dormant mood disorder that suddenly became active and destroyed my mental health. I say suddenly because for me, it seemed to come out of nowhere. There were signs, though. And I probably overlooked them. But how do you even know what to look for when you don't know that it's there, or even what it is? That's how the mind works, I guess. It tricks you. I was officially diagnosed in my 30s as having bipolar disorder and paranoid schizophrenia. Back then, I didn't even know what any of that was. I basically ignored the diagnosis, even though the illness was controlling my brain for a decade prior. Before I even got that confirmation, it was as if my brain had erupted, and when it did, I spiraled. I looked different, I talked different, I acted different. I used different names. And it wasn't until I started working on another book that I saw it all clear as day. I observed the patterns that I was falling into that made everything collide into one big storm in my brain. I learned that while my work ethic was strong, it could also have a dangerous effect on my mind and my body. It's good to hustle, but sometimes if you hustle too hard, you can hurt yourself in ways that you can't imagine. And even worse, you can potentially hurt other people. My story reflects both of those realities. I'm a changed man now, but I work at being changed every single day. That's what people don't see. They don't see the tightrope. The world first met me through my music and with my first book, The Autobiography of Gucci Mane. They got a little bit of my history. But telling my story and processing my story are two different things, and now I'm ready to process it all. I titled my third book Episodes because every definition of episode applies to me in my life in some way, shape, or form. There are times when I had these big blocks of bad behavior and mistake making that looked like they were isolated from my regular day-to-day personality. They felt so off from the heart of who I was that they had to be sectioned off as brief spells that lasted sometimes weeks at a time before I was back to normal. That's one kind of episode. Then there were the medically defined periods of feeling the worst possible effects of a mood disorder, when my body felt it all, physically on top of mentally and emotionally. That's another kind of episode. And lastly, there's the idea that everyone is watching me in little segments like a series. When you live your life like a movie, it's hard not to fall under that scrutiny. But for so many, it's all entertainment. It's drama in some parts, comedy for those who don't know what's really going on, and for me sometimes, horror. That's when everybody's binge-watching you. The third kind of episode. Sometimes I was just in one, other times in all three. In the end, that's what they are though, episodes. When I suffered from these episodes, it was like I was under a spell. There are some things that I didn't remember at all afterward, so I had to speak with my friends and other loved ones to help me put these pieces together. There's a day sometimes that you can slip into when your brain is fighting a war against itself. It's hard to explain, but I try my best in these pages to give you a glimpse of what it looks like and feels like. Even after the world saw me leave prison a brand new man in 2016, I suffered some episodes. You'll learn more about that later. But it was that final episode that made me realize that I wanted to tell you all about this part of my journey. The ups and downs, the insecurities, the embarrassment, the paranoia, the insomnia, but also the triumph. Eventually, the story became bigger than me, and I had other meanings that you'll hear about all in these chapters. I've been in this game for 20 years now, and with each passing year, I'm so grateful. I'm lucky to be alive, but also lucky to be out in the world, living, making music, being a father, a husband, an entrepreneur. Those are all the things that I no longer take for granted, because I could never have them if I lost the battle with myself. Now I am a role model. I have to be one for my children, but also for anyone who has walked a similar path as mine and isn't sure where they fit or if they're going to be okay. You have enough faith, you will be. That much I know. Most of all, I just want everyone to understand me a little bit better. The real Gucci Mane, Radrick Davis, the one that the cameras can't capture. I know I made a night and day transformation that people watched over the years, but that wasn't easy. Sometimes it feels like people just see how much the outside of me has changed without understanding that in order for that to happen, the inside of me had to change as well. I can get up every morning and jog on the beach to look right on the outside. But if I didn't clean up what was happening in my mind on the inside, then I might as well not even put on my running shoes. I hope this book can serve as a manual for anyone going through something so they know that it's okay to ask for help and to get it. It took me a long time to come to that realization, but I'm here now and I'm able to share my story.